Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
In this, all this crazy news that's coming up, we believe the report of God. It says that we must be wise and not as fools. Christians, I want you to hear me well. If you believe the Bible, you understand that things have to get worse. If you believe the Bible, you must understand that the world system will fail. If you believe the Bible, you must trust that Jesus Christ will take care of you in the midst of what you're going through. We have so many stories in the Bible where He has protected us in the midst of trouble. You know, Psalm 23 tells us, "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me." We are going to have to walk through to get to, but we want to escape it and get around it. You know, I love my brothers and sisters, but they are still thinking that the world system will bring them peace. Please, I beg of you to understand that God's word is fulfilling right before our eyes, and there will be no peace outside of Jesus. So if we believe God's word, we must embrace for what's ahead. And I love this message, redeeming the time. As this scripture said, Ephesians chapter 5, verse 16, because the days are evil. But I don't know about you, I'm encouraged. I'm excited because He told us that these things would be. We are so hunkered down in this world, and this world is not our home. I like what Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says it. I hope you get it. It says, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, it says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Whenever we focus on God, the kingdom of God, He adds these and His righteousness. Let's keep going on there. When we seek God's kingdom and His righteousness, all these things shall be added to us. He will take care of us. But I want you to understand that that verse is talking about priorities. Whenever you have your priorities in order, then you can have peace in the midst of a storm. What's most important is just like when you go to an emergency room and they're always assessing what's the most important need at the time. Well, you go in there with a little ache on your knee, and then somebody come in there got shot, who you think they're going to take first? It's about priority. What are the priorities in your life? The things that you're doing. But we say God's word is important to me, but we don't spend time reading it. You know, I talk to many people, I say, "Hey, do you read God's word every day?" Not every day, I read it sometimes. What are you talking about? God's word is food for our spirit. And I'm telling you, whatever you feed the most, this flesh that eats two or three times a day, or the spirit that you starve them and feed them probably every other day sometimes, I'm telling you, you need to get in God's word. Set your priority on the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and you will see Him do great things, because it's about priorities. Why are priorities so important? Satan's biggest ploy is to distract you, is to deceive you. These are the things that he uses to make us waste our time. I like what the scripture says here in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. It says, "Lest Satan should get advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices." Well, I tell you.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.